Disruptive technology and wellness in East and Southeast Asia. Can we entrust proactive health to disruptive technology? Abstract. We asked 100 students from Taiwan and 100 students from Thailand about their health and well-being. Thai students are more casual and readily seek health advice from social media and online sources, whereas Taiwanese students entrust their health and wellness to professional doctors in both the Western and Eastern traditions. All students trust advice from senior family members. Introduction. We attempt in this paper to discern the role of technology in the Asian healthcare industry and to determine its strengths and weaknesses regarding healing and wellness. Further research will be needed to determine the impact of disruptive technology in achieving better care, lower costs, and improved well-being of the workforce. Principles. Great potential. Disruptive technology has the potential to significantly benefit doctors, patients, and producers of pharmaceuticals because it can give real-time access to all parties involved. Artificial intelligence offers tremendous potential for cost savings on therapeutic care, given its predictive accuracy of outbreaks, based on robust infodemiology and infovigilance frameworks supported by algorithms and mobile applications. Still much to do. Although many digital health solutions have been proposed, they were far from successful. Applications of artificial intelligence and big data analytics, for example, showed weaknesses in generalizability and translation, stressing the need for more pragmatic options. Artificial intelligence is changing existing approaches to diagnosis and treatment, which means that the roles of humans should be renegotiated. Methodology. We have collected data by assigning in-class assignments to 200 students. They answered online. Simple questions were asked. How do you search for medicines when you do not feel well? In practice, do you still visit the clinics and hospitals? If not, why? In your opinion, do you buy medications over the counter in drugstores, from doctors or online? Findings and discussion. Taiwanese students trust face-to-face consultations with real-life doctors more than online advice, even when the online advice are from reputable sources. The Taiwan preference for face-to-face appointment sessions is not only for Western medicine and treatments, but also for alternative medicine, which in Taiwan's case is Chinese medicine doctors. While the Taiwanese also check online for information occasionally, they overall prefer to seek advice from their senior relatives and prefer to make a visit to the clinic or hospital, especially specialists. Thai students generally avoid or postpone visits to clinics and hospitals. They prefer to get advice from their parents, but do not make a visit to get face-to-face appointments unless self-help methods and over-the-counter medicines do not work. Thai students are, however, active about health and beauty products, health supplements, and that's possibly a result of their activeness in social media and hence exposure to online advertising and online live marketing. In conclusion, that's what we say. Widely perceived to have helped contain and manage the COVID-19 outbreak, disruptive technologies are moving beyond public health. In the foreseeable future, the digitalization of healthcare and of work itself is expected to accelerate.